Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I think it was on Friday.
Oh, no. Were you out wandering again? Were you out wandering in your yard?
Didn't you see the alert on the signs over the highway?
Rob will be out of doors today.
But do you think he doesn't know who Carla is? She's very striking, you know.
No. He wants Michael to concentrate on doing certain things in the off season to make himself a better runner.
That is good, but did he talk about the mother-son sleepaway camp?
No, he did not. Did it have the German efficiency? Did it appear to be a well-organized grocery store?
Well, I went up to one clerk. The clerks are all around. And I said, can you tell me where I might find the sodas? Because I didn't see them. They said, where are the sodas? And he hit me. He said, Viva Las the questions.
Okay, thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Early taping this morning.
Monday.
Maybe the earliest we've taped in quite some time.
Did it feel real early to you? It didn't feel so early to me today.
Everything feels early to me now because we have the sick house. We're in the sick house.
Oh, that's right.
And,
that's
right. It's nothing debilitating, but it's just been the Vicks family of products in our house. Very active for the last 48 hours. And, you know, wrapping up the football season down here in Southwest Florida. Once again, great things said by the coach to our family. He has no interest in doing that, doesn't know who I am, doesn't know who Carla is, just saying nice things about our kid, which is great. But they wrapped up the season, unfortunately, 2 losses in a row to the Naples teams, the big population center of Naples down here, which has lots of kids to choose from. And they were the larger team. It's very convoluted the way it works. They had
Do you truly believe that?
I know you do. Thank you for
and,
asking.
Missed you at Mass yesterday.
Well, unfortunately,
I know you're not feeling well.
Yes, it was.
No,
it was.
Do busy. You truly? I buy the fact that the coach doesn't know who you are, except maybe the guy who fell. But do you think he doesn't know who Carla is? She's very striking, you know.
No. I mean, and it's not directed that way. I mean, he's just he's legit with what he says, and he says Michael. He is setting the table for not this coming fall when Michael will play again, but the following fall, because one of the kids is going to move up a division, and he wants Michael to concentrate on doing certain things in the off season to make himself a better runner. And which means he might be playing some offense. So it's kind of fun.
About, that is good. But did he talk about the mother-son sleepaway camp?
No, he did not.
Okay.
It doesn't all come down to the fact is he likes the hustle and he likes the lack of fear. Michael, the youngest one on the team at 10 years old. Playing in the 12U division, 12 and under, and it's weird the way they do it. Apparently having a birthday in July meant that he was not eligible to play on the 10U team. But at the end of things, being on the older kids' team was beneficial for him. And this weekend, no falling occurred. We had our we had our last game of the season, and Carla was working, so I hauled everything out there, and it was a beautiful breeze that kept things cool. Didn't want to trouble myself with putting the tent up because I think the tent would have turned into a sail and would have flown away, and we would have been in trouble with that, and I might have fallen again. So,
well, that's, you know what? You played your cards right, I think. I'm sorry about the loss, though. That sucks.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry that the Capitals got swept, too. So my love to all them.
They were not in the same league with the Rangers.
They
understand
sorry
that.
To hear it.
Sorry to our friend Ralph Rice. But I will say this, that at the end of the season, we had the final little pizza party for the kids on Saturday night at a restaurant that we love, local restaurant that we love here. And
pizza.
It was a pizza. Hoisin Crispy Owl. This is an early taping. You can tell. Hoisin Creville. Bon, 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 bon.
Do you care to name the pizza place? Because I like local
Marsala.
Names. Ah, very good. Very
locally
nice.
Owned for like 20 years they've been here. And we've been in there an awful lot.
Good pie. It's one of
Very good pie, very good pasta, very good food in general. So the parents were on one side and the kids had this big long table. And what a nice bunch of boys. What a good gang that Michael was associated with. And once again, you know, Rob, I've talked about this forever. If you don't love kids, if you don't love, and I'm not talking about love kids. I'm talking about love kids. All right. I'm not talking about what we have down here in Cape
Stop
Coral.
Stop it. Stop it. What is the? This is an early taping.
No, really I said to my no son today, to I said, there was a way. News story right before I came in here. And I said to my kid who's on the couch, I said, you always be aware. Tell mommy and daddy if anything creepy happens.
I know.
He's smart enough to know what I'm talking about.
My mom always told me, thank God you're not very cute.
No, they just had another flipping priest that they had to
boo.
I'm one of those. They're still doing it, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
They're still transferring these priests to other parishes.
Right.
Because that's the way they roll. Apparently, it's like the
mafia. Probably end up
Once you're in, you're in for life.
They'll end up in your parish, Mike, because it's all old people.
I don't have a parish, Rob. I'm parishless.
Well, I mean, your area is what I meant. Parish in a more geographical sense.
So just watching them together, though, I just love it. I just love the different phases.
Yes.
And the way they had a lot of camaraderie on this team.
That's
and
awesome.
They liked each other, and it was just it was fun to watch. So it's
I had a good moment
a
with
positive.
Neighborhood kids. I think it was on Friday.
Oh, no. Were you out wandering again? Were you out wandering in your yard?
Didn't you see the alert on the signs over the highway?
Rob will be out of doors today.
No.
Oh,
I had to run an errand in the afternoon, and we got four kids in our neighborhood. They're all about 4 or 5 years old, and they're thick as thieves. They love playing together, and they were out there, and I always tell them the same thing. I say, hey, guys, I'm about to take the car out. Make sure you stay away. And they, okay, Mr. Rob.
These are your next-door neighbors.
Across and next to are the neighbors.
Okay, that's very thoughtful.
Yeah,
that's very
thoughtful. So
I just shoot out of the driveway, and, we all have to go sometime.
Yeah, well, I don't back in, so, I've got to back out.
Can I interrupt you really quickly?
Yeah, of course.
Because I think it's good that you warn the kids and you're aware of that. I have the worst luck with that inevitably...
What?
There will be the 90-year-old woman walking her Shih Tzu that times it perfectly enough to give me the dirty look.
Yes.
And they're Rob,
looking for it. They're looking for it.
Rob will know what I'm talking about here when I say Rob knows that I am a lever. I am a lever.
Oh,
Rob,
when you're
can you
ready
explain to
go. To
the listening audience what that means?
Yes,
okay?
When Mike is ready to go, Mike is ready to go. Examples to support this theorem. He would always leave his sunglasses at the radio station because he was just too busy to grab them. But my favorite thing is that when we were running a significant amount of delay, I believe it was 70 seconds of audio delay, so that we would not allow any cuss words or inappropriate material to leave the radio station.
Oh,
there were
fudge.
There were times that Mike was in his car to hear himself sign off. He left the station, the studio, down the
lever.
Elevator to his car. The man loves to leave. So
when I want to go, I want to go.
You do.
And so you have to be careful. So it's very thoughtful of you to let the kids know, and be aware of that because you wouldn't want to
And I always make small talk with them, and they're nice. And on Friday, they were doing a chalk drawing on the road. And I live on like a little cul-de-sac and a dead-end road. And they were writing on the chalk with the
Doofus
chalk. And I
with an arrow pointed towards your house.
And they'll also eat me. They're five. They're cute. Doofus. But no, they were riding all over the road. And I said, you know what, guys? I'm so tired of my driveway. It's so boring. Would you write it on it with chalk if you want? I think I'd be really nice.
That's
sure,
very nice.
Mr. Rob. Great to do it. And I come home, and they wrote in letters about 2 feet high, I love Linus.
Oh, that's a sweet story.
Isn't that great?
Story.
I love it.
This could be the he said, she said show today. Isn't that wonderful? That's fantastic. Let's get right to it, because there is something that we discussed last week, and you finally got around to it. I had put it at the top of the show page today without even knowing that you were going to send me samples.
Yes.
And it's Rob's hairpiece.
Yes, and, my toupee.
Now, we originally were going to get these hair pieces up. They're all through Amazon, which is, you know, the way we buy everything nowadays. But what was the criteria? They were all also $200 or less.
Yeah.
Most of them less than $100, which I don't think is the right thing for you.
No, my criteria was to keep it under $200 but above $20. I didn't like the look of the $20 hair pieces. And what I did is I looked, and first of all, they come in a variety of colors. So I wanted to make sure they offered them in a color that was at least close to the way my hair looked when I had hair. Now, I shaved my head this weekend and trimmed my beard and realized as I saw the leave-ins in the sink that my beard is very, very gray, but I still have quite a bit of color in the hair that grows on the sides. Mm-hmm. So if I can match that, I can sort of grow it out and fade it into it. And so I looked for stuff toupee-wise that was a little hipper than I probably could have ever achieved on my own.
Well, I can tell you right now, all the samples you sent were too long.
Well, you see, here's the thing is that I got the impression by looking at the package, and I didn't realize this, they have to be styled once you get them. So
well,
what arrived?
The one I saw online was kind of a high and tight look, and the ones that you sent were all like super long. Where it's gonna, I think this is just my
maybe
opinion.
It's
I'm
just
trying
being
to be serious
my,
here.
My fantasy I'm, of having long hair.
I'm trying. Well, see, I know you like long hair. You grew it out long.
Yeah,
during the
long time.
Horrible.
Well, Mike, we were having.
I call
was
it
a
the Batali. The Batali that you had. That's what you
I
had
never wore Crocs.
You wore Mario Batali's haircut because I know you fancied your hair just like him.
I know. Well, Mike, when my hair is long, it was pointed out to me that I looked like Ben Franklin.
It was weird.
So we got away with it. Yeah, we did away with it.
The one I saw that precipitated the whole discussion about it was something you could try was, I think it was an expensive one, and it was put on by someone else. There are people that do it. I don't think this is something that you can do on your own. I think this is something where
you need an expert.
Where you're going to have it done the day before we tape, and then you're going to have to come in here, and we're going to do
sleep
it that
in it?
I really believe it. I really believe it that way. Now, if you want to keep it, you keep it. If you don't want to keep it, you don't keep it. But I think you have to find a place that will at least, you don't have to necessarily buy it from that place, but the professionals have to put it on. There's a place right down the street.
Like a fitting, almost.
A fitting.
Yeah.
Like a fitting that mm-hmm. would do that. And the one I saw was, you have to realize at the age you are, you don't want to have the ridiculous 20-something hair.
They had some ridiculous-looking 50-year-olds on there.
They did?
Yeah, like graying and the big swoop. I stayed away from
the big swoop.
Like a big, like almost like a pompadour look and the swishing back. And that I thought looked ridiculous. I didn't go anything that well, but there were older people.
You know, we're having this discussion now with the three that you have, and we told that, you know, that we didn't need them for today. I'm wondering if we can make an audible and see if we can bring those up on camera from the Amazon homepage.
What do you think, Oz?
Is that possible, Oz? Like, as we're talking about it, do you think we could pop a couple of those pictures up of the hair pieces that we have?
Of course. Bringing them up now.
Let's see. There are two words that describe Oz, can do. Mm-hmm. That's the way it always works with him. So when we get these pictures up, I'm going to show you what my point was, the youthful. Now, right there. Right?
You don't think I could pull that off?
No, Rob. That's ridiculous. It's a 20-year-old.
I mean, it's the wrong color, for one thing, but to
but
match that
also,
with,
these are all made that you're supposed to put them on and go get your hair cut.
Oh, okay. So you're supposed to go put them on and get your hair cut. Now,
see, that I like. I like that one.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But once again, it's an awful lot of hair
Well, people have hair.
Younger Mike. Guy than you. It's a lot younger than you.
But I mean, all I need to do is grow out the sides. Mm-hmm. And then sort of blend it in. I hate when they show them inverted like that. Looks gross, like a creature from Star Wars.
It really is kind of gross. It looks like they're peeling off the brain.
Ah, I don't like that. Yeah, with their rubber backing.
Now, that's pretty. That's the, of all, well, see, it's $99. You're not going to get a good one for under $100.
And I just don't think it's a great one.
The dream scenario would be that you would like them enough.
Yes.
Where they would be, you know, where they would be something that you could wear all the time. Now, Rob, all right, stop it right there, Oz. There we go.
I mean, isn't that nice?
Rob.
Yes.
Rob, what fantasy land are you living in where, what do you think that would look like on your, first of all, the guy looks like Justin Bieber.
Sure. And you know why? Because he's got great hair. Oz, do you think I could pull that off?
No. No.
Bingo.
Okay. You know
now
what?
Let me
That's
ask
good.
You this. Hold
Thank
on.
You.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Because I'm beginning to see a pattern. Did you, while you were approaching this,
yes.
did you at any point think along the lines of, this will be something that I could really use? Answer me honestly, or do you think this is just shtick?
Well, I'm still sort of in the camp I was when we discussed this last week, which is, it is something I may try if I went out and was in a public setting or something like that. But I don't think I could take myself seriously around family or friends that know that it's a joke. You know?
But if you wanted
because
to say...
Because, Mike, let me just finish. Is that right, don't you ahead. Think in a small part you're doing this because you think it would be funny to see me with hair?
I...
Even just a minuscule piece of the pie.
Yeah, I'm sure there is I know it would be a good bit. I'm not going to lie that it would
be. That's true.
But at the same time, the motivation for me was watching a video where someone was actually putting it on, and he put it on with a very limited amount of hair, and it was a very like a crew cut like you used to have, where he actually glued it. Thank you, Oz, for that.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, check off another upgrade. Really? I mean, seriously.
Mike, it goes without saying. I mean, the very fact that he showed up today is plus one.
Good Lord.
He's not having a bad day.
The idea of the crew cut,
yeah.
It looked really like you.
I was also looking for a rug that blended because I do have hair on the sides. And so it has to, if it's a crew
cut.
See,
and if you have that tight, like you have that shaved,
right?
God, I wish I could. I'm gonna spend some time today,
okay,
looking up that video that I had, and I will send you that video.
You're not gonna actually go to the shop, are you?
Well, if you were down here, there is a shop down here that sells them, and I could probably. I don't go to that barber shop anymore, though. I don't go there.
Oh,
so
do you
that
think
might
that
be
would
a little
be
awkward?
Awkward. Well, what if you came in and said, do you need a haircut today?
No, I don't want to go in. I don't want to get it cut there because I'm actually doing my own thing with my
get a friend
hair
to go in. Get Oli to go.
Carla knows those guys. You know.
Get Millsy to go in.
You might be able to use it. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Hey, before we move any further along with the show, I want to mention that there are 2 days left. April 30th is the last day to get your TMOS Don't Get Happy Society t-shirt, and I really, really would love to sell a few more of these in the next 2 days if we could. So if you haven't gotten one yet, we're going to stop the sale on April 30th. It's the way we're going to be selling a lot of our products, and you can also get the TMOS koozie for your beverage, and we've got those right here. Beautiful picture. I don't even have to do this anymore. It's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for all the people that have purchased those t-shirts. We're very, very excited about that. So 2 days. 2 days to get your t-shirts. All
this right? is That's your it. Summertime survival pack, as they would say on an old Top 40 station.
They would say that if they were being conjuring and they were...
Summertime.
You have to get yourself... You have to understand that all you have to be, Rob, with the sales pitches on this show that you could care less about and never have cared about
you
is
stop
honest.
It.
Be honest. This supports the show.
You think I don't care because of the way I write the copy, and I write the copy because if I just write the truth and no embellishments as far as words and phrasing, you get bored with it.
You can embellish by saying this is a special fabric, which it is. These are not cotton T-shirts. These are the kind that you wear that will be able to be worn during the summer because they're a wicking material. They're a synthetic material that I wear. All my T-shirts down here are the same material. I don't wear cotton because they're too hot. So these are great with Don't Get Happy Society on them. It'll be fantastic.
And
so
they're together, Mike. That with the koozie is a summertime survival pack because you got to have a cold beverage and a cool shirt.
Man, baby. Thanks.
All right. Very good. Happy for you. And that's a wonderful, wonderful.
I believe we're covering both ends.
Yeah, both ends are always important to cover. I've always felt that way. Getting back to this weekend, on Saturday, the game, I headed out there, and because there was a beautiful breeze and because there was moderate temperatures, mid 80s down here. That's moderation at this time of year for Southwest.
How was the humidity? Because that's what
humidity was a little bit, but not the kind we usually get.
Okay,
and
good.
So it wasn't that bad, and because of that, because we were comfortable, and it wasn't that blazing sun beating down on us. At least not at the beginning of the game. I went sans tent. So
yeah, you
I would not have
that.
A fall. I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. I went sans tent and decided that I would not drag a lot of equipment out. So it was just the chairs, the great chairs, the great ones that
you
I got.
You and Carla in the chairs. Now, here's a question. Since
I love them. Carla doesn't love them, of course.
Why not?
Of course she doesn't. They have a slight... They're not rockers. Like, you can get those kind of rockers. They sell those in the stores now. But they do have a flexible back where they kind of semi-recline. And Carla's thing is, I don't have enough body weight to recline it. That type of thing.
Well, so then it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's just a chair.
I think it's comfortable. She would not
Does she want some cheese with that wine?
Yeah, I don't. I like the chairs, and that's all I brought out there. And
now,
you
mentioned that you are having a sick house this weekend with moderate.
Everybody's under the weather. Yeah.
Yeah. How did you feel at the game? Obviously, he probably had enough adrenaline that he was okay.
He's out of it. He's towards the end of it. He's the one that brought. He's the carrier. He's the typhoid Michael that brought this into
patient
the house.
Zero.
Then Carla got it, and then I was the last one to get it, and the coach has it. And it's going around, and that's the way it is with all these other kids. And it don't smirk like the coach has it because Carla got it.
I didn't, Mike. Don't overthink it. Don't overthink
it. I don't need that first thing on a Monday. I do not need that.
I can't help
it. The idea is that normally down here, with the way the sun shines down here, is that you need coverage. You need an awning. You need a tent. Because of the cool breeze, I thought, no problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
And book check drop off for his 11 a.m. game is 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
That's the way they roll. They get them there an hour and a half before the game.
The game
that's
is at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. I drop them off, and normally I think a lot of the parents will roll somewhere else and they will come back for game time. I usually, because of my old age and my fear of falling, I mosey over to the sideline and set up camp and watch the game before theirs. Which
you mostly have to stick near the handrails, do you?
It's I wish they had handrails. It would be helpful. I get there early. So I noticed that the shady areas are occupied. But I said, you know what? I'm on the 50-yard line. I don't need shade. There's no tree near the 50-yard, but there's plenty of space, and I camp out there. And I was there from about 9:30 in the morning all the way through the end of his game, which is 11, 12, 1, like 1 o'clock, till about 1 o'clock. And I said, this is no problem at all. And in the morning, I had also put on Carla's sun guard.
Before 11, there's not as much sun to deal with as there is later in the day. So
one would think.
One would think, yeah.
One would think that there would not be a problem. I can count in the last year on one hand the number of sun burns that I have gotten. And it was a game on Saturday, back to the house, getting ready. The only other social activity would be the 7:30 team dinner that we're going to at the Italian joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I got I'm vegetated after that game, and I'm in the easy chair, and then I had showered in the morning, and I was getting ready to go out to the thing, and I walk into the bathroom, and I look at my forehead, and my forehead is the size of the letters in back of me, the red letters in back of me.
Oh, the colors. Yeah.
You can see where it's a little bit Ed Turney-ish. You're not going to see my hair today. It's not going to happen. It's an early taping.
Mike, it's Turney's world.
Turney's world. And but that wasn't the, speaking of hair, and it all comes full circle on this show.
Yes.
The hairline was absolutely decimated. I the burn on my scalp, on my thinning hair, white scalp, was, it was so painful that I as soon as I hit the brush, it you know, I was going to go down to one knee. And the moral of the story is, even if you don't feel like the sun is burning you, it's burning you. So please prepare. Even those of us who are out in the sun all the time, even those of us from what is referred to as the sunshine state.
People that should know better.
We should know better.
You know what you need is one of those hats that opens up like an umbrella. Have you seen those?
There are many ways. I could have brought an umbrella.
Yeah.
And
you could have brought your
boonie
hat.
I have sat under awnings that are at I could have worn a boonie hat. I could have worn a hat.
Yeah,
I didn't.
You should have.
I was.
Sad.
I made a mistake.
And you have a wonderful hat you can wear.
I have a TMOS hat.
Yeah, you could have worn that.
Yeah, and there will be more of those coming too. Maybe slightly different. The store is up and running right now. We're doing lots of great stuff. We've got wonderful items that are in the pipeline that'll be coming up after.
I love
our
the design
sale.
I sent you today. I think people are going to go all are going to mad for it.
I didn't know until the moment you sent me that. That's exciting. Julia's involved. Your daughter, the graphic designer,
she's
who's
awesome.
Involved with this. It's going to be really, really cool. So, moral of the story: be careful. Be careful what you do out in the sun. It's very, very dangerous. But before we go to break.
Are you going to peel, do you think, on your head?
Yeah, definitely, Debbie. It's that kind of sunburn. I want to hip you to somebody, and I have no idea whether this woman is wildly popular or whether she is brand new. I did a bit of a deep dive. I'm looking for content online, and I don't know if you feel the same way. It is. Did I hear something?
What my phone. I just silenced my phone. I'm sorry.
Who was calling you?
No, it was a text.
Who was texting you?
Dave, a guy named Dave. He's on the air in Baltimore. He's a good guy. Nice fella.
What is he? Dave in Baltimore on the air?
Yeah, I don't know how to say his last name. I think it's Gregoric. I know he's listening right now. Hi, Dave. And it wasn't a text. It was a Facebook notification. And he put a heart on something. He liked something I did. It was a post in TMOS.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Is he an on-air performer?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What do I know this guy?
No, you don't. I actually met him at a comic book thing, like a like one of those cons. I think it was BaltoCon.
Is he a star?
Am I a star?
God, you're cryptic.
I think that he is. I think he's probably about the same level as me, star wise.
I don't know what that means.
Well,
I really don't.
I know you have an interpretation of how famous you think I am.
Okay.
And I think he's about that famous. I know this. He's a hell of a nice guy.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
Dave, got to be Gregoric, I think. Yeah. All right. If I say it wrong, correct me.
So this lady is on. I'm trying to get my soundboard up, and I can't do it. It's really giving me fits right now. I'm sorry. I'm really being unprofessional.
No, you're fine. So this is now. How did you happen upon her? Because you obviously did a deep dive.
When I talk about this, I usually get a lot of recos. Some of them good, some of them bad. But do you find that this time of year, right before May, there is a dearth of quality material to watch, even with all the sources that we have?
Yeah. I did happen on something pretty good this weekend. Have you heard of or seen any of, I think it's called Baby Reindeer? It's on Netflix.
I watched Baby Reindeer, the entire series.
I'm not done with it yet.
It's okay. It's okay. It
seems to me to start strong and then get weaker, but the opening parts with the horrifying.
No, I stayed with it. I watched the entire thing, and I liked it. I didn't love it. That's how
did you at any point say that the lead actor, did you say, my goodness, that looks like Jimmy Cerrito?
I said the lead actor was kind of one note, and then he turns into a tour de force. He is really,
oh, really?
Spectacular, like award nomination stuff.
Carrie and I both thought he looked like Jimmy.
Really talented guy. Really, really talented guy.
Stand-up comic. And the guy who actually was stalked in real life. It's based on his one-man show.
Yeah. And, so you mean the actor that plays that?
Yeah.
Or
So he wrote...
Wait a minute. The guy that is the actor wrote it?
Wrote it and was the victim of the story that it was based on, which makes it a little more insane, I think.
I didn't know that.
It's a stalking story, and I recommend it. At least the first four episodes I thought were pretty dynamite.
Yeah. All right. I didn't know it was the same guy, but it's a little scary. It's a little scary when you watch that because it could happen to anybody. And anyway.
So you get a recommendation for a lady, or was it just someone
outside of Baby Reindeer? I haven't watched a lot, and it's been a little bit difficult to find content. So I'm just surfing, and I'm trying to find anything, and I'm trying to find something that I can watch along with my wife. Mm. And I finally get to... It was like the Palm Beach show, whatever, about Palm Beach Hotel. It's got a lot of actors. It got Kristen Wiig. It's like a hotel in Palm Beach.
Okay.
And I forgot where. But it was like a couple's show, I thought. And then at that moment.
And you throw Carla this says, to your TV. You're not like huddled around your laptop.
I'm 20
right?
minutes looking for something that we can
it's
watch.
It's tough.
And
it's really
she's
tough.
She's done this to me. If she's done this to me once, she's done it 1,000 times where I am surfing. I do all the searching for content. Carla will occasionally come to me and say, somebody recommended this, and then I will find it. I am the keeper of the content for the O'Mara household.
I hear you.
So this time I'm just blindly searching around. I finally find this thing, and she says, I'm going to go to bed. I said, I was just looking for 20 minutes, and now you're... So she leaves me, and then I said, all right, all bets are off. I'll look for something I want. And I stumble on a comedian with a Netflix stand-up special named Leanne Morgan. Have you ever heard of her?
I don't think so.
She has a heavy Southern accent, a la, you know, so the first thing, what do you
is
think
she
when
like
you hear?
40-ish?
She's 50-ish.
50-ish. I think I've seen
she's
clips of her.
She's big and tall. Yeah.
Yes.
She's not unattractive.
Is she sort of Brett Butler-ish?
She is very Brett Butler-ish.
Okay, so I do know who she is. I just didn't have a name to associate
and
with.
And with the, you know, the I just told daddy I don't want, and I click on the trailer. The trailer comes on automatically.
Right.
And I said, this is not bad. This is down-home, Southern charm, homespun stand-up comedy that is as well-crafted and as well delivered, but when I hear that, I go back to comedians that I have trouble with, and I have trouble with the guys that are doing that. You know, the Ray Stevens,
the cable guy,
Larry the cable guy.
The Foxworthies.
Now, I'm not taking away from Larry the cable guy's material because some of his riffs. I mean, he wouldn't sell out arenas if he wasn't a funny guy. But it's just not for me. When I hear that, I expect when I hear that Southern accent in a stand-up delivery, I expect jive. I expect
when it's
trite.
Over the top like that.
I expect over the top phony.
Yeah.
This lady is spinning yarns about her home life and doing so in a wonderful way. And I watched the special from start to finish. And finish could have been better. You know, the last kick she could have been, for the based on the material she gave us for the whole thing, would have loved to see it just at the very end.
Yeah.
A little more spectacular,
something.
But that's okay. The vast majority of this lady, and I hope there are people out here clapping right now and saying, I agree with you, because she is, and it's all point of view from her life as a housewife in the South.
So she, what's great about that, if she's 50-ish, she's got experience to call on. Mm-hmm. What I get troubled with is when you see like a 19 or 20 year old up there, they don't know anything, but she's got a history, obviously.
When you can take any life experience, and the way I did a deep dive on her, and she is late to the game. She has a Wikipedia that is not that extensive. She has been doing this for, I'm not sure how long, but she is very, very successful. She's got a tour. She's done 100 cities.
Wow.
She was down in Lexington, Kentucky, which was her folk down there, going over really, really well. If you want to check it out, I would love people to tell me what they think. Leanne Morgan, And I something like I am what I am or something like that's her I don't even know what the
I am woman, hear me roar.
Something along those lines. Yes. It's really, you.
I will look at it.
You,
I will look at it.
I think with your love of old style comedy,
yeah,
you will love this. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I think you will love this. And Leanne Morgan, check it out. And
I will check it out.
It's really, really quality stuff. So check it out. It's a wonderful comedy
special.
Did
you find any, before you got there, did you hit any stand-ups that turned you away?
No, I wasn't looking for stand-up. I was actually looking for a movie. And when Carla bails, I look for the most violent, hyper-violent. What are you looking at? What are you, your eyes are shifting.
Just let the dogs out, and now she's leaving.
You appear very shifty when you do that. You know, people can see you. You're on camera when you.
Yeah, it's not what I bargained for. Sorry,
that's what
about
it goes
that.
Goes like this.
You know what I need to do, Mike? I need that's sunglasses. Right.
You're like Nixon in the Kennedy Nixon debate.
Oh.
When you do that. There you go. We have to take a break.
Let the dogs out. Oh.
I am not a crook. Say hi to Carrie for me.
Hi, Carrie.
Yep. Very good. That's wonderful. We'll have her on the show soon.
Yes, she looked beautiful. I was going to flag her over.
Is she free?
She'll be much freer in about a month when she doesn't have school.
All right, that's wonderful. Yeah. We'll have her on the program. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we've got the round table and a lot more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody. Let's talk about our friends at Legacy Box. With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's Sunday, May 12th.
You
have a calendar, jot it down. It's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps. I remember when I took mine last week. Or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 1990s. Reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. Just send in your Legacy Box and you'll get everything back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals. So easy. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media. I didn't even know there were 15 different types. So whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8 film reels, stone carvings,
they photo have it negatives, all, Mike. They've got it all.
They've got you covered. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on with digital clarity and no degradation. One of my mom's favorite gifts ever was a video I made about her life. And now, thanks to Legacy Box, it will live forever. That was when she was 80 years old. Isn't that amazing? Over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. LegacyBox.com/TMOS, people.
There he is. Look at the Kraken. He has an embarrassing haircut in the 90s.
Yes, and you're going to have a toupee that's going to look great. My goal is for you to put it on. Seriously, and I mean this. I am not looking for the laugh. I am looking for you to come in and go, I cannot believe that is you. That's what I really want more than anything. I really do want that. I know you think I want just to, have fodder for you. I don't. I want you to wear something that you would go out and try and see if you're treated differently.
I'm open for it. I'm absolutely treated differently. How dare you? You know what I found? I found that
remember the people that go out? Remember those shows where they do the experiment with the fat suit?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't have to do that.
Not me. I mean, I don't consider myself skinny. Even though I've lost weight.
Yes.
I also don't consider that I get a tremendously treated really differently that much. You know?
I get called sir a lot.
Let's
you get
on,
that?
Shall we? I don't know. Shut up. Where's the thing?
I do. Hit the thing. Ah, yes. Jesus. Come on, man. Early start. It's all good.
I got to fix it. I really do.
There it is.
Snap, crackle, pop. Disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein.
I don't like this guy. He's a bad guy.
Thanks. Way to go out on a limb. He has been hospitalized days after his 2020 rape conviction in New York was overturned. Did you know they overturned his conviction?
How did that happen?
In New York. It happened in New York. Still in jail because of the rape thing in L.A. He's in jail after being separately convicted of rape in Los Angeles. He was moved to the Bellevue Hospital in Manhattan on Saturday for tests. A source said, quote, "It seems like he needs a lot of help physically. He's got a lot of problems. He's getting all kinds of tests. He's somewhat of a train wreck health-wise." Well, isn't that too bad? Maybe
it
he'll
is too
die.
Bad. I mean, and maybe this is because he pretended to need canes at his trial. Remember that?
Do you believe that sometimes when you fake an injury, you might actually get a real injury?
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart. That if you're out there faking it, sometimes it's going to come and bite you in the ass again.
Except he wants to be bitten on the ass. That's the problem.
Prince Harry is to return to the UK next week for a church service celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Invictus Games, his Paralympic-style games event for wounded servicemen. That's his thing. That's what he started. So Harry's potential attendance at the service on May 8th has been rumored for weeks. However, it was finally confirmed Sunday morning on Invictus social media accounts. I should not spend any of my Irish-American brain time thinking about Prince Harry.
I know.
And call me crazy, but the royal family is so expansively covered in this country that I have found myself wishing that there would be a reconciliation, what with the king and his cancer, and his brother and his brother's wife's cancer, and the fact that they are all, you know, going through all this crap. I would love to see some sort of reconciliation over there, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that the bitterness that was fostered over his marriage to Meghan Markle, which he has in veiled ways attributed to racism, is probably going to prevent him from ever diving in. And
I think the only chance of a reconciliation went away when the Queen died. I think she would be the one that would see the value in it, and she would make it happen, even if it's just from a social aspect. But now the King's got nothing to gain because he's the King.
Well, they feel, look, you read between, you never know what the real truth is. They have millions of television shows about it. But if you were someone who hated the way your mom was treated by a certain family, and you read your own history of your mother's history, and you found out that she was treated this way, and that ultimately, you know, the paparazzi and all the notoriety that came with being part of the royal family killed her, and then flash forward to your relationship with the woman you love, and they're jumping all on her. That might be it. Now, the other school of thought is that Meghan Markle is somebody that is the Yoko of the situation, that has driven a wedge between him and the family. Yeah. But
she did have a hit TV show, so I mean, she's got
Suits.
Some power. Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it was? Did you ever watch Suits?
No, I never did. Never did.
I haven't watched it. And it's gotten a resurgence since the Meghan Markle notoriety.
My only hope is that when I get my toupee, people start calling me Prince Harry.
There was no mention of, that's Rob not taking anything I'm saying seriously.
No, come on. I'm taking it seriously.
There was no mention of Meghan Markle in the announcement that he's coming back over, and she is not expected to join her husband. But the Daily Beast has approached the Sussexes office for clarification on the matter. There will now be intense focus on which members of the royal family Harry will meet when in the UK. I would assume, regardless of the circumstances, he would have to go see his father again, I would think.
I don't know, because you know what would drive him, absolutely crazy is all the protocol to meet the king, because you know he's not exempt from it.
Yeah.
Because it would be a public thing, and he'd have to do it. He's so sore, and also, probably, if you take a step back, how ridiculous is it? It's 2024. There's a king. What are you?
See,
I'm the king.
I know. I looked at, I don't know why I feel the way. My father would kill me for being interested in it. I watch all the crowns. I watch all the specials on it. I don't know why I'm fascinated.
Well, you watch that because it shows the dissolution of the family. That's fun for you.
Yeah. I remember my old man when Lord Mountbatten got blown up. He was like, yeah, good job. Sorry. It's the way we were an IRA family. Prince William is, don't arrest me. Prince William is understood not to have spoken to Harry since Kate Middleton's cancer diagnosis. He believes Harry sold out the royal family. Now, see, that's when they make a statement like that.
Yeah.
You don't know what he believes.
Someone said, that's not true.
He believes Harry sold out the royal family by making tens of millions of dollars by revealing family secrets in, I guess it's a magazine called Spare. Is that what it is?
Prince William would benefit from a toupee.
Yes, big time.
Right?
But that's not
because he's not a bad-looking guy.
No, he was the darling of Britain for a while. Yeah. But, you know, follically challenged like you and many other men. That's
yeah.
the way.
Who loves
and myself.
You, baby? Yeah.
And myself
well, you're just
right
thinning.
Now.
You're just thinning. That's
it's
all.
It's thinning, but I've got the classic O'Meara receding hairline, and we'll see yeah. what happens.
Mountbatten.
Coors Light is helping fans get a dad bod, just like Patrick Mahomes. They're turning the Patrick Mahomes dad bod thing where they showed him with his shirt off into a marketing campaign yeah. on Monday, April 29th. That's today. The beer brand unveiled two dad bod T-shirts for sale as a collaborative project with Mahomes. The Kansas City Chiefs player and dad of two openly embraces his figure. During a press conference ahead of the Super Bowl in February, Mahomes even said, "I have a six-pack. It's just under the dad bod." Now, I saw a picture of him. I do not consider him to be sloppy no. in any way. He is a professional athlete, ladies and gentlemen, but he did not have the chiseled body that so many athletes have nowadays.
Say a Tom Brady.
Yeah. Tom Brady probably a little more cut than yeah. Patrick Mahomes. If you feel where he said this, if you feel where the gut is, there might be some skin there, but underneath, the six-pack is there. You just got to get real close and squint a little bit. So
I got a press release here, Mike, about yes. the T-shirts, is that people don't like the color.
Right.
They do not come in a V-neck. Also, they don't have a wicking material.
And,
they just, they're
not
good
those,
T-shirts.
Can't you? Can't you get those?
Well,
you
can get
the,
all of those factors if you go to TMOSstore.com and buy one right. of the DGH T-shirts, which are only available for two more days.
Thank you, Rob. Way to slide it into the content. That's what we call on the Mike O'Meara Show, pee-pee.
Pee-pee?
Product placement.
Ah.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Vanessa Lachey is heartbroken. Do you know who Vanessa Lachey is?
I don't. Is well, she Nick Lachey? Is she related to Nick Lachey?
I would assume.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She is heartbroken because they canceled NCIS Hawaii. A show I didn't even know existed.
Oh, that caters to the upper demographic.
The actress made history as the franchise's first female lead in the role of Jane Tennant. She reacted to the news that CBS had canceled the series after three seasons on the air. I like any shows out in Hawaii. I think they're fun.
Now, here's an interesting fact you may not know. Do you know the reason that they created Magnum P.I.?
Why?
Because they had production facilities on Hawaii from Hawaii 5-0 that were not being used. So they wrote a show around it. But I love Hawaii for a setting, yeah.
And they brought a Ferrari out there, and they made Tom Selleck a star, a major
they did.
Star.
They
Here's
did.
What she said about her cancellation. Gutted, confused, bewildered. No. gutted. I go back to,
Birdcage.
Gutted, confused, blindsided. She's 43. She says, processing this news and still being present with my family. I think she's a Nick Lachey person. I love you all. She continued before adding, mahalo nui loa, which translates to thank you very much. So
I think they also canceled the new Hawaii 5-0. So if you want to get a TV show going, go to Hawaii.
Yes, absolutely. I love Hawaii TV shows. I really do. I think it's still kind of an exotic location.
Elvis's best movies were shot in Hawaii.
Hey, Blue Hawaii. Snoop Dogg got busted near L.A. for trying to cheat the carpool lane last week.
Oh,
actually,
Snoop.
It wasn't really Snoop. It was that was the problem, that it really wasn't Snoop. Some guy got pulled over on Wednesday with a dummy in his passenger seat that looked a lot like Snoop. He
you
set
big
it up.
Dummy.
He set it up, you big dummy. Yeah. He set it up in a hoodie and sunglasses. People online think he might have used a Snoop Dogg Halloween mask. Either way, it was fairly realistic. The cop who pulled him over snapped a photo of it and cited the guy for multiple carpool lane violations. Used to commute all the time and go through those carpool lanes.
Yeah, and sometimes you risk it. Sometimes, but I feel if you go to the trouble to making a dummy, I think it counts.
Did you ever get caught when you cheated?
Yep.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I didn't get anybody that's done it. I think really it might be about 70-30, that 30% of the time you'll get caught, 70% of the time you can make it, but man, that's the worst feeling because you know exactly what you're doing.
You can't.
And we're talking about carpool lanes in D.C. There was an area where you could only go so far on what is referred to as the Dulles Access Road, and then you had to get out on the busy freeway.
Route 66.
Because it turned into 66, and that was only for carpools, and it sucked. It's because of our inadequate transportation system, and if you wanted to cheat, you'd go around, and they had
Worth the cheat, though, because it would save you 40 minutes.
It would save you 40 minutes, and they had law enforcement on that. More than anything else in the world, they tried to bust people doing that because every day people would do it, and it sucked, and that's the way it goes. And we didn't have Snoop Dogg dummies back in those days.
No.
Thank you. Do you hear the clacks and pops on that? I don't know.
There's a little bit of a click, yeah, but I think it just calls people attention to it.
Finally today, a designer clothing brand in the UK called Jordan Luca just debuted... What's wrong with people? Pre-stained jeans that make it look like you peed your pants. They made their runway debut last fall and immediately sold out when they hit their website. That's despite selling them for the insane price. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
$810 for these jeans.
Gross.
They have a lighter wash, too, where the stain is not so obvious. Are you kidding me? It's more of a I peed my pants yesterday look. That version was on sale for around $600, but they're now sold out too. So if you want the look, you'll just have to do it the old-fashioned way.
Stop it.
Oh, and pee your own pants.
Like Bradley Cooper in A Star is Born.
Man, oh man. I will not mention names, but... and I won't even give a timetable, but in the last 6 months, I have played golf with a slightly older gentleman who might have had a little dollop stain on what appeared to be white shorts. Just thought I'd share that. I don't know why, but I had to get it off my chest.
Because you're a good friend, that's why.
Because I'm a delightful friend. I'm not going to say anything more. Hey, this spring, get out there, enjoy the weather. And recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike.
Oh, I love it.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Lectric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly. Lectric e-bikes that start at just $790 with the XP Lite, you can save on gas, parking, and maintenance, and financing starts as low as $49 per month. Plus, data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often, meaning more exercise, exploration, and fresh air.
Yes.
I've seen a couple of them in the neighborhood down here. Go full throttle into spring with Lectric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com, and please mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post-checkout survey. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell everybody I'm still... working on my AI man. I'll try to debut him tomorrow on the show.
This is a voice. It's not like a robot you're building.
No, but I'm going to try to enhance it some way to give it that quality. You've heard it all over, and if I can get it right, I'll get it right. But
if
this
people,
is,
if you're not aware of it, go to a lot of times if you go to like a TikTok and you hashtag short joke, the guy that's reading the joke is the AI man. Now there's also an AI woman, but we're not going to trouble ourselves with her.
AI woman, AI woman. You went to a different grocery store this weekend.
Yeah, I spent most of Sunday with my mom because, you know, she lives alone and one of her biggest crises, there's two of them usually.
You're a good son.
If her water bottle for her water dispenser is empty, I have to go and put a new water bottle on one of the 5 gallon water bottles. But the big crisis is when she's low on dog food. Because her dog food she buys at Costco, it's a 40-pound bag, and she can't move it. So I went, I got her the dog food, took it to her house, dumped it in the thing, which is great. But I will say this, that she has a stair mover. you know, for when her husband was alive, to go up and down the stairs. One of those.
Oh, we used to have those when my spinster aunties that I visited, which is goes up and down the
a flight
and
of stairs.
She doesn't need it.
No. But we do put the dog food on it to take it downstairs, which is fun.
That's
to watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Okay. It saves that, you know, but you could work those quads, Rob, by carrying those downstairs.
I know. Really I could. Know. Core strength. I did carry the empty bag back up.
The empty bag back up with one hand. Way to go, Hercules.
Thank you.
That sounds great. Is there any desire?
Yes.
I suppose it would be quite an expense to get the thing out of there, right? Those are not cheap.
Well, actually, she's keeping it maintained and everything because it's a 55 and over community, and it's an amazing resale value tweak if she ever sells
it. Is there
the
any way, you know, I have a split level here.
Like one that goes straight?
That I could steer?
Mike,
to go from one room to the other?
It's called a cart.
That might be fun. I like that. I tell you, we played on those. That was the best part for a number of years. That was the best part of going to my auntie's house was riding up and down on the stairs. And they had one that would actually hit the landing and take a turn and then go back up the other landing.
That's next level. But my mom
that
did get
was
the...
Like, that was like a roller coaster.
Yeah, my mom got the speed upgrade. So this one goes about 28 miles an hour.
That's awesome. I would imagine if you're in one of those communities, it probably would be a selling point, right?
It is. It is. It absolutely is. But that said, once we got her dog food set up and I'm leaving, she says, have you ever been to Lidl? I said,
Lidl?
L-I-D-L. I said, I've never been to Lidl. She says, do you want to go walk Lidl? Because, you know, she has a longer grocery career than me. She was with Safeway for 30 years.
Oh, that's
so
right.
She appreciates a grocery store.
Does she hate Wegmans like you do?
She does not, but she understands why I hate it, though. That's good. She's closer to Wegmans, though.
Right.
So we go to walk Lidl, and that literally means walking the entire store and seeing what they have and how it's laid out. And I've ended up buying a couple things, bought a lovely tomato. But we get there, and...
tomato?
Here's what I bought at Lidl. I bought queso fresco, cheese, a tomato...
You're going to kill yourself. You shouldn't be buying queso fresco.
No, because Carrie wants this week to make a Mexican street corn, and we needed it. And I didn't want to go to Costco and buy 10 pounds of queso fresco.
Look, I'm going to tell you what the future holds, okay?
Okay.
What the future holds for this show. As you know, look, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand, listening and watching this show now, that you are officially the last of the Mohicans, okay?
True.
You know, there's no plan in the foreseeable future outside of Oz to be filling that third chair rapidly, all right? There is not.
That reminds me, Mike, I need to talk to you after the show today.
There you go. Thank you. That's fantastic.
I will do it myself. You're a weed in Hitler's bunker.
When I hear this, I get concerned because that is, you know, not exactly health food. So
it's
I'm
not
just worried about.
But it's what Mrs. Spiewak wanted, and I saw
that's
it.
That's
so
just
I got
like
it.
When you said it's what the kids like. It's the same.
Well,
like,
I'll
you
eat
won't
it.
Be like you won't be.
I'd
eating...
be just as happy eating corn on the cob with no butter or salt. That's the way I like it.
Let's move on.
So I also bought limes. And a jar of canned peaches. So, or a can of peaches, I should say.
In syrup.
Light syrup, and you don't eat the syrup. It's a preservation thing. But, Mike, let me get back to Lidl. So, we get there to the cart corral at the beginning of the opening of the store, right? The entrance.
Yeah.
And they have two sizes of carts. And I said to my mom, I said, we should have a cart. And she said, yeah. I said, do you want a big cart or a Lidl cart? Now, next to us is
Does
a lady.
Does she laugh when you say that?
Yeah. My mom's the best audience in the world.
Oh, okay.
And so,
right. That's,
but
so that's
also,
where the problem started.
But there's a lady about 8 feet from us. She's maybe about 50. And she goes, ha, that's a good one.
Did you then follow that lady through the store?
Funny you should say
you
that, Mike.
Puppy dog?
She followed us. And I really do think she was following us. But here's my review of Lidl. Lidl is confused. Lidl has some good
Before
ideas.
Before you start your review.
Yes.
Can you give us, are they affiliated with another chain? Are they
a lot
an independent?
People,
are they, what are
they? A lot of people think they're associated with Aldi. I don't know if they are or not. It's a
Okay.
This is a European outfit, I think.
Right. Not a fan
products.
Of Aldi.
Really? Because I've got an Aldi that I'm going to explore next weekend.
That's the Walmart grocery store. I think they're part of the Walmart empire.
Okay, I'd have to check.
I think if you looked it up, a big grocery, which I'm surprised. By the way, I'm frankly disappointed you don't know these facts off the top of your head. You should know already that Aldi is associated with Walmart. There are a lot of Aldis next to Walmart.
I thought they were foreign. I thought they were a foreign company.
I don't know.
Oh, God, Lidl just wants me to sign
up. They are foreign. So is Lidl. They're all German.
German. There you go. See?
They're all German. Thank you, Oz.
It's the most hateful of grocery stores. So we go in with the Lidl cart, and here's what they did that's smart. The first thing you see is the bakery, where they've got the fresh breads and everything like that.
Not anything innovative.
Well, no, it is, though, because do you know that in all the giants that are, unless it's a brand new giant in Washington, D.C., and even the new ones.
The Publix have the bakeries up front, too.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, I'm not, Mike, I'm not diminishing Publix at all.
Okay.
But if you go into a giant, the first thing you see is the produce department. And there's always something rotten, and there's always something that smells bad. So a produce department is hard to keep clean. You go into a bakery, you're smelling fresh bread and baked goods. That's smart. Their produce was, I would give it about a B to a B plus, but then I take a turn and I start seeing things that says fun for hobbies. So you go from bakery to produce to an aisle that has like screwdrivers and levels and hammers and all these different like tools. And then I take another turn and it's candy and cereals, but at the end, what they call the end cap, the end of the aisle.
Yeah.
They're selling electric lawnmowers.
So it's a big joint.
It's not that big. That's the thing. It's probably
electric
one...
lawnmowers.
Yeah, it's like a third of the size of like a big supermarket. It's in smaller footprint. What?
That's a little odd. That's fair. Oh, see, I didn't think it was that funny. He did. That's to me, that's the wild card. I mean, I get the, you can go in and see school supplies. It sounds like school supplies. You were in an aisle with school supplies.
But then there's another aisle that has sheets, women's clothes, and stand mixers, major appliances, air fryers, and shoes.
Now, can I ask this question? You said it's not that big.
Right.
Is the idea that they have all this other stuff eliminating room for the regular groceries that you might need?
What they've done is they've minimized the selection.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
And they've also brought in, I think they buy factory second cereals because the name brands like Cheerios all had, have you ever seen a cereal box when the crate has been dropped or the box has been dropped and a whole line of them have like a bent corner? All the cereals are like, there's a lot of that. And then there's off-brand things like Lucky Charms are called like Magic Food, and it's got a different leprechaun on it.
So you're not comfortable. You're hating this place right away.
No, I'm fascinated by it. It'll never be my go-to. It'll never be my go-to, but I look forward to going to Aldi next week.
So you can't go in there and easily find a Kellogg's cereal. Right?
No. It's. I mean, you might get lucky. You might, and also
I think that is a challenge for these places to get people to buy that stuff. Americans like their brands, do we not? I mean, they've been drummed into our heads since childhood. Come on.
Where they get an A is they had the most beautiful meat case. It was really nice, and their steaks and everything looked great. I didn't buy any meat. Their prices are competitive to a bit high. That's what I found at Lidl. And they don't give you bags. You have to buy bags at 12 cents a bag.
Do the checkout people wear brown uniforms?
I believe they were sport shirts.
Okay. All right. You're talking about this, the one that I don't care for the same reason. It doesn't have lawnmowers.
Yeah.
But Trader Joe's.
Oh, I won't go there.
I'm not a... Why so definitive on Trader Joe's?
So hip. It's so hip.
Yeah, if you want to get frozen tilapia, go to Trader Joe's.
You want vegan marshmallows, go to Trader Joe's.
I'm not a fan. Maybe that's why we look the way we look, because we're not a fan with that.
No, I will go to Aldi, and you know what? Here's the thing I know about Aldi. I walked one Aldi once briefly, but I couldn't do the whole thing because to get a shopping cart, you need a quarter, and I didn't have a quarter, and I wasn't going to walk it if I didn't have a cart.
So Lidl is lawnmowers, women's clothing, appliances, and anything else special when you were in there.
Oh, they had great Birkenstock knockoffs, but they only went to size 12. And that backs up the German thing.
Yeah, I suppose
it
does. Did it have the German efficiency? Did it appear to be a well-organized grocery store?
Well, I went up to one clerk. The clerks are all around. And I said, can you tell me where I might find the sodas? Because I didn't see them. They said, where are the sodas? And he hit me. He said, Viva, ask the questions.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. That's Lidl, your German supermarket. I'm surprised you didn't love it. Where do you go? What are you doing? Are you leaning down?
Stop.
You're out of shot.
No, I'm sorry. Mike, Lidl. They had so many versts, though. So many versts.
Oh, lots of prepared meats?
Yeah, lots of sausages.
They love that in Germany for their breakfast.
Sure.
We'll be right back, everybody. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime. They need Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. You don't have to choose between hair growth and your health. Nutrafol's drug-free, whole-body approach promotes hair growth from within. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. You can purchase it online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. You'll see results in 3 to 6 months. We have seen it work, and it's the real deal. You know, Mother's Day is coming up. Why not surprise mom with a new head of hair?
Yes.
Very nice. Very nice. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. I wanted to just say that I have been experiencing a bit of a hangover after the NFL draft because now it's the big wait to and by the way, sorry for the Caps. Everybody that listens to the show know I'm a Washington Capitals fan. Sorry for the elimination. We got playoffs in basketball. We got playoffs in hockey. Golf is kind of post-Masters and then that meh. Baseball, the early part of the season, meh. There's a bit of a hangover right now for sports. And it's all speculation and excitement. And it makes me realize that the draft is very much like that. We get all ramped up. We get all excited.
I told
then
you this.
They pick their guy, and it's over, over, over. And
there's no
now
payoff.
It's behind us.
There's no payoff.
There's
it's not like they're playing and next week. Yeah.
Even with the highest draft picks, you have no idea whether the guys are going to flame out or not, especially at the quarterback position. You don't know whether they're going to be a bust or whether it's going to work. And in the lands, I will just say a few words about the New York Giants fans.
Okay.
In the land of New York Giant fans, we didn't do what a massive amount of the fan base wanted. We didn't draft a quarterback. We had an opportunity to. We didn't want that. We wanted a specific quarterback, Drake May. That was the guy we wanted. When we didn't get him, we just moved on. So we're going to have the guy that looks like a deer in the headlights, the guy with his wild, I'm terrified eyes, Daniel Jones, coming back after having his knee blown up, and we'll see
not
what
badly,
happens.
Hopefully.
Not badly, hopefully. We're going to see. It could be another year. If I have to watch my kid cry during a game again, I'm not going to be happy about that.
No chance of bringing back DeVito.
Tommy DeVito.
I loved that story. I did love that story.
He had his moment. He took full advantage of that moment. He is still on the roster.
Good.
He is behind Daniel Jones and Drew Locke right now as the number three quarterback, so he's not going anywhere. Did they draft a guy? Oh, they signed or they invited to training camp. That's the difference between signing. They invited to training camp a Division III stud quarterback who lit up Division III. I have no idea how good that guy is. But, Tommy,
If he's still on the roster, that's another year before he opens a used car lot.
DeVito's used cars.
And you know it's going to happen. You know that'll happen.
We love DeVito's used cars. So we shall see. But it is that time of year where, you know, I'm all NFL. I love it. Although I am with my son now watching highlights of my beloved Boston Red Sox and like this new kid, Tyler O'Neill. Tyler O'Neill, muscle-bound left fielder for your Boston Red Sox, former Cardinal. Lighten him up. Lighten him up. Going to participating in the home run derby. He's that good. He's got 9 home runs. He's doing really, really well. When was the last time you heard me speak about the Red Sox where I was knowledgeable? This is where I am right now. I'm very excited. Don't
but
know
are
the
you,
team
But
names,
are you enthusiastic?
Don't know the is player it,
do,
names.
Do they go to the series this year?
I'm not prepared to make a prediction. I don't
Please?
Think so.
Playoff
I don't
ball,
think so.
Maybe?
I don't think so. I think they're going to have a decent team. They're very competitive. They're fun to watch. They have a lot of offense, and I love – look, the thing that has changed my life and allowed me to follow many more sports are these delightful YouTube highlight packages.
Well, you love watching a baseball game in 10 minutes. That's what
it's
you like.
Yeah. The best. It's the bomb. I still will go out to the bleachers in Fenway and enjoy a baseball game. I'll still sit down and watch a baseball game, although I tried it last
Mike,
evening
if
and
you
I
go
bailed.
Out to if you go to the bleachers, make sure you wear a hat.
Yes, so my scalp doesn't get burned.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, the highlight packages for a football game, for a hockey game, for a baseball game. It's changed the way I love that they've been 8 minutes, 9 minutes. You can get the entire game, and that's the way it works. I'm very, very happy.
What
with
if they
that,
made so. Like a 12 minute highlight package of baby reindeer? Would that be better?
All right. Well, you seem to want to.
No, I'm just now, curious.
How many
I'm,
episodes I'm, in are you?
I'm 4 of 7. I'm done 4 of 7.
Baby reindeer. I don't know why it disturbed me the way it disturbed me.
It disturbed me a lot.
It probably disturbed me based on the fact that I didn't get enough closure with the evil lady that was the stalker.
Yeah,
I
now
didn't
here's
get,
my
that,
question.
That didn't give me a lot of satisfaction.
On episode 4, that's when they go back to his backstory.
Yeah.
And I this is no spoiler alert. Do we not get any payoff on the crazy lady after that?
You get somewhat of a payoff. That's what the whole show
is
about.
Right.
The fact that this this average schmo gets a payoff. There's a particular moment, and I don't want to give it away for people who are going to watch it, but there's a particular moment where I can say this.
Okay.
I think when you're talking about how much divisiveness and hatred there is in America right now,
right.
There's a moment where he speaks to his family about his sexuality,
okay.
And he's been terrified of it. He's been terrified of, in particular, dealing with his father. And the if you have a situation like this in your life where you have a moment where your child is telling you something that they're worried how you're going to react, and you answer that concern with pure love, there's nothing more noble and nothing more beautiful in the world. To me, it's that's what life is all about. And when I see that portrayed in a television show or in a movie, and you see somebody who is doing that, acceptance of your son or your daughter, whatever their lifestyle is, it still amazes me that in 2024 we have so many people that have so many issues with this.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you're right.
Nobody knows what the truth is, other than I think that you make people's lives better, ultimately your life will be better. Why don't you look at it from that perspective?
That's very
that
valid.
If you share love with your son or daughter, you're going to get the love back, and you're going to get grandchildren back, and you're going to get adopted grandchildren back, and you're going to get other people that come into your life. And it's hard to do because in so many families, we've been raised a certain way and indoctrinated a certain way, and things have been pounded into our heads. But when it comes right down to it, we're all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got different views and different ideas. But when you bring a child into this world, this is my philosophy. This is my core philosophy. It's your responsibility to love that child as much as you can. Now, look, if that child ends up needing the tough love, that counts.
That's right?
The deal as well.
Yeah,
you have to sometimes make horrible decisions, but if you think it's going to benefit your child, but the love aspect should never leave. I believe that, and I feel that way with all three of my kids every single day. This is a special show for that particular moment. You haven't gotten to it yet. When you get to that moment, I think you'll feel the same way.
I love that, and that's not the tone that they've set up till now. Do you recommend it still as a series?
I think so, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, okay,
it's
the best thing
that's out there right now. So check it out. It's Baby Reindeer, and it's out there, but there's a lot of disturbing content that might make you feel uncomfortable. Man up. Deal with it. Yeah. That's my answer.
I didn't care for the spelling.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Rob likes certain things and doesn't like other things. It'll eventually kill me. We'll be right back, everybody. Hey, important TMOS news. Announcing the official TMOS Don't Get Happy t-shirt, what we did last week, now available. If you want to be a member in good standing of the TMOS DGH Society, that's Don't Get Happy, you need this official apparel. This striking navy blue and gold t-shirt is available in all sizes, is also available in a ladies' V-neck. These shirts are roomy, breathable, moisture-wicking, and have posi-charge technology.
It's true.
So, visit our store. It's open 24 hours, but these shirts are only available until April 30th. That's tomorrow. Fathead plus pick up a Mike O'Mara Show koozie.
Look, Mike, I have a demonstration I'd like to do, if it's okay.
All right.
This is the koozie I got in the mail this week. Watch this. This is a Dr. Pepper. It fits right in the koozie. Boom.
Yes.
And look at that. Drink stays cold. Hand stays dry. All right. What did it go?
Oz, are we okay with Rob? Because he just dropped out on me. We okay with everything? Everything rocking and rolling?
Everything looks good.
All right.
All right.
Hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. TMOSstore.com, the source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob.
If you don't buy it, we won't sell it.
Yay. There it is, everybody.
The flip side.
I was just having some Dr. Pepper. Delicious.
Well, it's your time to talk, so maybe that was the wrong time to take a massive pull on your soda pop with sugar in it.
Come on. Let's have a little fun. At least we're not living in Omaha, Nebraska. Did you see any of the footage of the tornadoes out there?
Horrible. And, you know, having lived through hurricanes down here, being a part of hurricanes, scary, much more preparation, much more predictability.
There, yeah.
With tornadoes, you just never know when, you know, this incredible devastation is going to come into your area.
I fear them, but also I wonder about the storm chasers. And I just, what are these people doing? Look at this.
Look at this. CGI almost.
It looks like CGI, but it's not. Yeah. Driving right into the eye of the storm right there. I swear to you, it looks like the tornado in The Wizard of Oz. It's that huge.
And that is
huge,
you know, where you want
horrifying.
To see them. You want to see them out in an open field where they're not doing any damage. But these, unfortunately, did a tremendous amount of damage.
This brings me back. Do you remember in the probably late 80s, early 90s, the big thing was 900 numbers?
Oh, like for sex lines and stuff.
Could
like
be
that.
Sex lines, could be psychics, could be a lot of things. But this one was one I didn't remember, but I found it's a crying line. You just call if you want to cry. It's 1-900-9099-CRY.
What makes people all over America break down and cry like this? Call 1-900-9099-CRY and hear it for yourself. $2 for the first minute, 45 cents each additional minute. If you're under 18, ask your parents before you call. 1-900-9099-CRY.
Now,
what's great is if you're under 18 and you're calling your parents, you got more to tell than give permission. You need to help this child.
Is the person on the other end supposed to like jog you into crying or something
That's
like that
thing.
By
it's,
saying something
it's
to
so
you?
It's so magically vague. Who
yeah,
knows?
It's very vague.
I mean,
it's
but
vague.
You know what? If it was still around, I might give it a try.
Yeah,
who knows?
Absolutely, yeah.
But they wouldn't get me, not with all the pills I'm on. I can't.
Reminds
cry
me of when I make a phone call, and you know, on the other end would be the ex's lawyer. Oh,
so
hello,
Mike. There's a comic named John Crist, and he recently had a flight on Spirit Airlines. And you know what? It's a good deal, but there are sacrifices that you make.
3 weeks ago, I took a Spirit Airlines flight. I know I don't want to brag up top, but you're like, John. I was on a Spirit Airlines flight, and there was like a medical emergency. You know where they come on? They're like, is there a doctor on board? And everybody was panicking, and I was just like, I go, there's no doctor on a Spirit Airlines flight. I go, you know where the doctors are? On Delta, okay? It was an emergency. People were panicking. They kept lowering the standards. Like, is there a nurse on board? I go, there's no medical professional on this flight. This ticket costs $40. We're all unemployed, okay? Has anyone seen Grey's Anatomy? Like, this girl's like, I was a nurse for Halloween. We're like, well, get in here and help us out.
Mike, that's all I have for you today.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Last day for your DGH t-shirts. Get Happy Society, so go grab one. We'll be back with a brand new episode for the great and powerful Oz and Mr. Rob Spiewak. I now have to take my son to school.
Yay!
This is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Drive carefully.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I don't like spam!
Why don't you love me?